We will finish off the game summary here in a bit, but let's move to the live interview segment, a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. Head coach Dan DeSilva is here. A 6-3 loss tonight. I would say out of those six goals, three or four of them were turnovers on your end that led directly or almost directly to them putting the puck into the net.
We've done a lot of work and talked a lot about how we handle, you know, situations in the defensive zone, how we handle the rush against, and, you know, we spent time working on in practice and going over it in video. And so the first period, those goals against were extremely disappointing. As a coach, you know, you hope that you're addressing it, and you're working on it, you're showing it, you're hoping that it gets fixed in the game and you can get better in those areas. And it's tough spotting a team, a 3-0 lead, in their barn. Credit to our guys for sticking with it and fighting back, right, and making it a game. And I really loved our last 40 minutes. You know, I thought we carried most of the play in the 40 minutes. I think we actually deserved better. Had some posts, had some chances around that net, and I thought we deserved better after the first, really like 15 minutes of the game.
Yeah, you did deserve better. I don't disagree with that, absolutely. I thought that you were able to steady yourself. And I don't know whether it was the timeout you took earlier or if it was just getting a goal on the board to kind of stem the tide a little bit. What would you sense on the bench?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, the timeout was just, you know, a little bit of a regroup, reset. There's a lot of hockey left to be played at that time, right? So, that was the message. Just got to chip away here. It doesn't have to happen right now. We have how many minutes? We had 50 some minutes left to play in the game. So there's a lot of hockey to be played. We just had to reset. And then obviously, Gil Cooper getting that goal gave us a spark. And, we were able to claw back in and give ourselves a chance there.
Is there a coach's handbook that says when you should take a timeout, or is it just gut feel on your part?
Yeah, I'm sure there is, but for me, it's just gut. You know, it's gut and talking to Andrew Saar what do you think? Is it time? And he's like, it wouldn't be a bad idea. And so I just felt like it was the proper time just to kind of use, you know, let the guys know there is a lot of hockey to be played here, and we're a good hockey team. We just got to chip away.
I like the line you've put together now of Cooper Williams, Hunter Lang, and David Lewandowski. They look like they could be dangerous as time goes on.
Yeah, they're all really smart hockey players. They see the ice really well, and they're able to make plays. Fairly big bodies, height-wise. They all protect the puck well. They're really good in the offensive zone. And, yeah, I think there's something special there, brewing for sure.
Yeah, what do you do now in order to make sure you get ready? And, I mean, it's easier said than done. I mean, you're not practicing against Mrsic, Oering, and Doobie, who can, like jitterbugs, they can really give you problems out there when they're buzzing around.
Yeah, they do, and so it's we got to repeat, you know, and it's the same issues that keep popping up here, so got to repeat, show it, learn from it, and then hopefully, you know, come Sunday, we're better for it, and we're tighter in those areas. And they got to come to our house now. They're going to be in a 3-on-3. We have an off day, no game tomorrow, so that's an advantage for us.
What do you do tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow's there's a rush game in the building, yeah. So we don't have ice, but we're gonna come in and we do a recovery, an off ice type workout, bike ride. You know, make sure that their bodies are feeling good for Sunday, and we'll have a meeting and address some of the issues.
All right, good. Dan, thanks for this. We'll look forward to Sunday.
Thanks, Les.
Head coach Dan DeSilva, the Saskatoon Blades, joining me on the live interview segment brought to you by Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time.